We are on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are the fourth line from the top. V'hodesnan, we learned a Mishneh Koi, which is a wild sheep. Yesh boi drochim shova l'chaye. There, in certain ways, he's similar to a chaye. V'yesh boi drochim shova l'behemeh. There's similarities to a behemoth in other ways. V'yesh bei drachim shove lechaye v'libehemoth. V'yesh bei drachim sheinei shove loy lechaye v'loy lebehemoth. So the Gemara is asking, nisni dvorim. Let it say dvorim. Why does it say drachim? Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, koi, sofik chaye, sofik behene. So sofik, yesh bei drochim, the kiven, the misafkelon, nasal bei lechumre. The Rashi said, Rashi gave us a hakdome, that the koi is a sofik chaye, sofik behene, and therefore, because we have sveik as what he is, in different halachas, there's different dinim. The kibbutz the mesafkelon, nasal bei lechumre. So we'll be machma, shove lechaye, v'toin kisi dam, achay needs kisi adam, v'lebeheime, chel boyosa, v'shove libeheime v'chaye, ton shchite, she'enei shove loy lechaye v'loy lebeheime, osar habo im beheime v'chaye. Since we're mesupik, if it's a chaye or a beheime, so therefore, habo is also, it can be marbi on a chaye, maybe it's a beheime, it can be marbi on a beheime, maybe it's a chaye. Let us see Tosfos, loy lechaye v'loy lebeheime, perish bekuntres, le'inyan harbo, that it's not similar to achay in the beim, le'inyan harbo, mishum, the mesafkelon, because we have a suffix, imin chaye, imin behemo, hiksho harab aliyeza, lamandi omar koi berye befnei atzmehu. According to the mandi omar, that a koi is a berye, a new mean, my irye mishum de mesafkelon. So why do we say it's also lechaye, also lebehemet mishum de mesafkelon? Afilu yodinen de chayehi, loy marbinen olei chaye acheres. De ein marbin ayol al tzvi. That means if you have two chayes, one is an ayol and one is a tzvi, she can't be by me a one on the other. So here Rashi explains that it's loy lechaye v'loy lebehime. I can't be marbiya on a chaye, because maybe it's a behime. So Tosfos asked, Memerson, there's two ways to learn. There's two ways to understand this halacha. There's one way to understand the halacha, that one way is that a koi is a berye. And this berye is a suffix, is it a chaye, is it a behemoth? That's one way to understand. There's another mahalach in the Gemara, that a koi is a Tayish abo ala tzivya. So that means the father is a behemoth and the mother is a chaya. So then Tosfos held, this Mishnah cannot hold it's a tayish abo ala tzivya. Why? This is how the Marit explains this Tosfos, because if it's a tayish abo ala tzivya, so that means it has in itself characteristics of a behemoth. Mitzad the father, it's a behemoth. Mitzad the mother, it's a chaye. So then the loshen, it's not pshat, it's similar to a chaye, similar to a behemoth. It needs kisi adam because it's a chaya. There's chaya in it. The chaylev is also because there's behem in it. It's not shovel a chaya and shovel a behem. So therefore, Taisvus understood, the Maggid says, that what this Mishnah says, shovel a chaya, shovel a behem, means it's a berye b'fnei atzmai. It's a new berye. And this berye, we don't know, is it a chaya, is it a behemah? So mamela, that is pshat, shovel a chaya, shovel a behemah. So, if it's a berye b'fnei atzmai, so then Tais was held, so then the last halacha, loy l'chaye v'loy l'beime, I can't be ma'biya on a chaye because it's not doyme t'chaye, because maybe it's a beime, Rashi said. If it's a berye, you can't be ma'biya on a chaye because it's a different type of a chaye. Not tell me because it's not similar to a chaye, it's not similar to beime, it's a chaye, it's a vade chaye. But it's a berye, so if it's a berye, just like you can't be ma'biya, one chay on another chay, so you can't be marbiya a koy on another chay. That was Taisvus kasha. But Taisvus understood if there's a machlokes in the Gemara, if it's a berye or it's a tayish al atzivya, or maybe it's a sheep that was bred together with a type of a deer. So Taisland, if that's pshat, so then it's not shavah. So it's a behima and a chaya. So it's not shavah. There's behima in it and chaya in it. So kochach has to go if it's a berye. So if it's a berye, not pshat, loy shavah, loy lechaya, loy lebehima. Be'ishloimah, so Taisland says you're making a mistake. You're 100% right. The Mishnah does not go if you hold it's a berye. If you hold it's a berye, so then the reason you can't be ma'biyah, because you can't be ma'biyah to minechai is one or the other. The osa kemandi yom akvize habo minatayish minatzivya. If that's the case, so it's a chayin abeyma. What's a tshavel a chayin? Misaf gelon is misupiki choyshishin lezera. That is the suffix. The suffix is, do we reckon with the zera ha'av? So do we say it has in itself behemoth also? Or maybe not. Maybe it's completely a chayah, and not a behemoth. The avoma den choyshishin, some amel, it's very good. So we know who the mother is. The mother is atzivya. So if would be ein choyshishin lezera ha'av, so you would be marbiya. It's zicha mitzad the mother tzatzvi. So memele, so now the shayla is, but maybe it's a behema also. So that's why ein marbiya. Let us go further. Vesu, another kasha. Hodes nan zuachas min hadrochim sheshovu gitei noshim l'shechurei abodim. This is one of the halachas, one of the ways that gitei noshim shechurei abodim have the same halachas. Nisnu dvorim. So let's say dvorim. Why does it say here drochim? Elo kol heiche de'ike plukte toni drochim. Wherever there is the Tanda wants to differentiate Gabi certain halachas, it's similar to this. Gabi certain halachas, it's similar to this. Then it says drochem. Then the word derech is the proper word to be used. But if there is no chilukim, there are no chilukim, toni dvorim. Then it says dvorim. So Mamela, the kasha you asked the kasha by koi, you asked the kasha by achas min adrochem, sheshov gitanosh mishchulei abodim. So the teretz on these two kashas is because there's a plukta. There's in certain aspects it has similarities to this, in certain aspects it has similarity to this. So then the terminology of drochem is used. Deikanami, diktoni sefer Rabbelezer Omer esrig shavu leilon lechol dava shma mina. So we see the sefer of that mishnah by esrig. It says Rabbelezer says shavu leilon lechol dava. So you see when there's no plukte, then we use the word davo. So there's a merdika ha'orif and the makne, the abedemison, this beikonami is that this teretz is good. With the sefer of Rabbi Lezer, so we see, I told you ashtik teire, so we see that Rabbi Lezer said the word davo, so we see that when there's no plukta, it's davo. But this is not a beikonami to the previous mahalach. Before we had a mahalach, why did the Tana say drochem by Yesri? Because the reason by Meiser you go bosa lekite, because it grows like darkoi. Mayerik darkoi legodel al komaim. So memelaf esrik darkoi legodel al komaim. So before we explained with a different mahalach, that the reason it said derech, that was pshat in here, that was pshat by Kedushin, that was pshat by Zov. We said the reason it said derech is because of darkoi. It's darkoi legodel al komaim. So this is not a raya connected the first pshat. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, if it's shavu lilon l'chol davo, so you go basa chanote, so you don't go basa the darkoi legodel al komaim. So the Hamakna says we're not slugging up the first pshat, but they can now mean that according to this teretz, we also can understand Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer says shavlil l'chol davo because if there's no plukta, so memela then the terminology of davo is used. But what does Rashi say? Zuachas min adrochim shemei viget to yishuchim din esiyom tzor shem ufani nechta ufani nechta per kama de gitten. Dike plukte chiluk bedrochov. There's a difference in the mahalchim. Bederech ze hu doime lekan. Hu bederech zu einei doime. Kegoin mas nisen. Begimul drochim. So Rashi learns pshat that now we are saying a new mahalach in all the Mishnayis that we had spoken about till now. Begimul drochim, lemutei chupe, deloy kanye. So Rashi says that the miut is telling us that there is a derech of knias issues that does not help by an arusa. Udezov, ochi utahava oines lezive. These things could be a sibbe from zive, v'loy einis acha, but let's say shine is not an einis of zive. Or the gitten be'elu shovel v'loy ba'imer tnu gets elishti shtashicha zalavdi the chayze beget, because it's a choyv and a chayze beshicha the zochen leilad mishloy befono. Teikenami teiched lahav v'loy pluk tetonu lechol dovo. Zok the Gemara baita. We had in the Mishnah a minyan that the isha niknis b'shloisha drach. So the Gemara says, minyona d'reisha l'myutei mai. Minyona d'seifa l'myutei mai. Minyona d'reisha l'myutei chupe. A isha niknis b'shloish drachim, three kesef shtarubiye, but chupe, that means if you start from scratch with chupe, you want to make erusin with chupe, it won't work. Lamutei chupe. Afke kesef shtar rabbi, you can make erusin, but you can't make erusin with a chupe alone. So the Gemara says, Ula Rav Huna doma chupe koine mikal voch oime lamutei mai. According to Rav Huna, chupe is koine. So it's not coming to be mamayit chupe. Lamutei chalipin. To tell us that a yisha niknes b'sholosh drachim and not with kinyan sudah. Sal kedaita chamina, I would think, oyel v'goma kicha kicha mistei Ephraim, v'loina kicha kicha mistei Ephraim, masode miknaye b'chalipin, afishe nami miknaye b'chalipin, so I would think, an yisha should also be nikne b'chalipin, we have exer shove kicha kicha mistei Ephraim, Kamash Melon, so that's what the Mishnah is telling us in Minyan. Davke, these three, and not Chalip. Frek the Gemara ve'ima hochinami, you just opened up a can of worms. You're saying it's a very good horror. We learn now from Stei Ephraim. So there is Nikne b'Chalipin. So maybe Chalipin should help also Vaisha. So the Gemara answers, Chalipin is nayu bepachas mishava pute. Kinya Chalipin works bepachas mishava pute. Vaisha bepachas mishava pute. Loi miknaya nafsha. And an Isha will not be matna herself with less than a shava pute. This is a very difficult Gemara, and let us see Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, Minyone de Reishe, Gimel Drochem. Minyone de Seife, Bekeine Satzma, Bestreit Drochem. Le Mu'utei Chuppe. The Mishnah is coming to tell us, Le Mu'utei Chuppe. Shim Moscho lo Avio le Chuppe, Le Shem Kedushin, Eina Mekudeshes Bekach. Now, this is a Shvera Rashi, that Pnei Yeshua, the Makna, the Chedusha Rim, all ask on Rashi, for what reason did Rashi schleppen the father over here? If you have a daughter that's a Ketane, a Naro, that the father is Rishus, so versteht sich, the Chuppe procedure is done through him, just like the kesef and the shtar, so he's meisa halachupe. If you have a boigres, she's already out of the rishus of her father, so then, just like she's mekabel the kesef and shtar, so also, she's meisa herself lachupe. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that chupe isn't kindness. So why did Rashi have to speak about a scenario we're talking about? The Mishnah is coming to tell us that a ktane, that a father was maisa hala chupe, it's not kindness. Why do you have to talk about a father? Why do you have to speak about a certain case? Because a father, chupe isn't kindness. If she's a ktane, the father's maisa, if she's a gdaila, she's maisa herself la chupe. Why did Rashi have to go into a father? This is a difficulty. So one of the terutzim the Chedusha Rim wants to say, he says as follows, that Bemisin is a shaila later in the sugya, according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that chuppe is kaine. That means even though there's no erisin, chuppe is kaine. There's a machlokes, what'll happen if you start off with chuppe? So others say, and that's hanegei alonu, that you start off with chuppe, will make everything. Make Eiris and Nisun, and one shot it can make everything. That's Shitas Ravun. Now, in Kaina Manachno, that in one shot it makes Nisun, so then our Gemara is very difficult to understand. That means, the Mishnah says, three things make Eiris. And we have a Mir, only three things make Eiris, but a fourth thing doesn't make Eiris. That's the Mir. Now, if Chuppa makes Nisun, so chuppah is another kinyan in Gansan. You can't be mamayit chuppah from this minyan. If chuppah would only make erisin, so then it makes sense. So I'm saying these three make erisin, chuppah does not make erisin. But if chuppah makes nisuin, so it's a different type of a kinyan in Gansan. So Amish is speaking about kinyan erisin. You can't be mamayit chuppah, because the meat is this makes erisin, something else doesn't make erisin. So Rashi thought of an einfall. The father is Moisa, his daughter, Rashi says a whole Megillah here, Moscha Avia Lechupe L'Shem Kiddush. The father is the Bardas over here. Now he loses his daughter after Nisuin. He has no interest of losing his daughter yet. So he's giving over the daughter L'Shem Kiddush. I just want Kiddush. So even though Chupe could make Nisuin also, but that's if you have the Dasa up on this. If you don't have the Dasa up on the Nisuin, so it can't make Nisuin, then it would only make Erisin. So Rashi wanted to figure out a case that Chuppah can make Erisin, only Erisin, and then we could use this Miut, that Tavke, three things make Erisin, and a fourth thing does not make Erisin. So the only way Rashi could think that a practical case that chuppa only makes erisin if the father was the one that was meiser ha'lechuppa, and the father doesn't want she should go out of his rishus, so he's only meiser l'shem erisin. So even though the kinyan mitzadatzmai could make nisuin, but if there's no das of the of for nisuin, it won't become nisuin. So this chuppa makes erisin, and this I have a miut three and not chuppah. The Rashi weiter, Hula Rav Huna lekamam b'shmaiten, chalipen kinyan sudem. Ma sode meknaye b'chalipen. So I would really think we see a sode is nikta b'chalipen, der si vayish loif na'aloi, osam sode havoi, there by Rus, Boyez was kinda the sode from the goyel. So we see that, so the whole maker of chalipen is speaking about a sode. The Gemara says, it's not bepoches mishava pruta, but chalipin, it helps bepoches mishava pruta. The kain balon beperik azok, kainen bekeili, afo pi she'en a yishava pruta. So memeile. So since chalipin is kaina afilo vada shava pruta, loy miknaya nafshet, so she'll never be makna herself. The gnayo lo, this is a very degrading Maisa Kinyan, that Pochas Mishava Pute, I should be makta myself for Pochas Mishava Pute, Hilka. So this is a Kinyan that is Agnayula, so this Kinyan can never make issues. It's not a Kinyan that makes issues. Hilka. Therefore, Batala Lateras Chalipen Bekdushin. So the Kinyan is Batal Chalipen, Kinyan Chalipen, which the Kinyan in Yesod does not need monetary value in order to make the kinyan. The kinyan works without shavius. So if this is the kinyan you're making with the isha, she feels very insulted and degraded. So this can never make issues. So Rashi says, no, I'll go and I'll make a kinyan chalipin with a shava pruta. So Rashi says, "Yod lo beloshin chalipin." If he'll give it to a beloshin chalipin, it won't help. That means even though he gives her a keli, he gives her a $1,000 gold ring, and then he gives it to her. I want to make chalipin, $1,000 gold ring. Now we're talking. Doesn't help. Adi yoivlo b'teires loshen kinyin oi kicha oi kiddushin. Now Rashi says here, a big megillah over here, which we have to try a little to understand. First we have to understand the reasoning of Rashi, but not, we won't go into that at the present moment. And l'chayre, if the reason is it's a gnai, so you give $1,000 ring, there's no more gnai anymore. I'm making chalipin. No, chalipin is trei. If you say the word chalipin, you have to say, teiras loshen kinyin. Now, what's wrong the word chalipin is no good, and the word kinyin is good. Chalipin is no good, and kinyin is good. So let me just say over one pshat in Rashi, what the Chem D'Shleime says in Bab Metzia. Chem D'Shleime in Bab Metzia brings down this Rashi, and he says, Pshat, he says as follows. He says, this is on Daf Mem Chesem Adalev, Lufini is Daiti. Now, there are different mahalchim how to explain how Kinyan Chalipin works. What are the mechanics of the Kinyan? Chem D'Shleime says pshat. There's a Meiri, Bab Metzia, that says the same pshat. That chalipin is a matone for a matone. That means, kinyan kesef, let us say, is a payment. You're selling me something, I'm paying you, I give you a down payment, and that's how the kinyan works. The kinyan works, you're receiving the value of what you're selling, or a partial value, or a chalas perein, and because of that, you're selling me, that's kinyan kesef. Kinyan chalipin is a matone. It's a matone that means I'm giving you a matone. And with my full heart. And then when you receive the matone, so that's ma'irer and the makabo, he's ma'irer, he's giving a matone, I'll give you back a matone. gives back a different matter. Fine. So even though, and theoretically it works, that the coin is giving him a handkerchief that's worth less than a shava puta, and he's being makna him a sota that's worth $100,000, but that's how it works. That's the lumdus of the kinyan. It's a matana, just I'm giving you this matana, b'leif shalom. So memela, you should give me that matana, b'leif shalom. But we have to realize, since this is a matana, for a matana, there's a delayed action. That means, if we'll put everything on slow motion, it works as follows. I'm giving you a matana. Now, after you're kind of the matana, what happened? Nothing. I say, thank you. And thus, you got a matana. And that activates in the makna, no, you gave me a matana, I'll give you back a matana. So the matana shniya starts 2 seconds after the matana rishen. That's how it works. That's the mechanics of kinyan chalipa. Masha'enke in kinyan kesef, there's no delayed action over there. I'm giving you money as a payment for the karka. So when you acquire the money, automatically I acquire the karka. So that's called a kinyan. When I give you the money, I'm kaina. By chalipin, I'm not kaina anything. This will happen later. You're makna yourself. You really makna yourself for free. That's really what's happening over here. And the Chemde Shleime says, he says, really, this is pshat a Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia says, the nechalei lekaina, the koine is happy. The lehevi makne koine, that the makne should be koine hisuda, ki heichi delikta leili didei, in order that he should be makne to him. That means the Gemara had to explain why the koine is willing to give over a matone. It's a matone for nothing. It's a matone. I'm giving it to you. Don't worry. You have to see a little bit reyes anoilet. The neichalei the leile koine lavi makne koine. They should be koine maisu. The keichet the likna. They should be. They should be makne to me. So memelis of the chem de shleime says. Adi yovlei betoires loshen kinyan. That means if you say chalipin, so in other words, she's makna herself for nothing. That's. So memela, so that's no good. You say, I want to be kind to you. So that's oi kiche. Now, others want to say, go lomdusha diburim. That perhaps later, as we'll progress in Kiddushin, we'll be exposed to these inyonim. That kesef makes a kiche de ishus besides the oifen of kinyan. There's kinyan kesef, that's one thing. And there's akicha de ishus, which comes about through nesinas akesef, without a maizah kinyan. Just to feel that there's such a concept, the Gemara and Avdal Damad Beis has a muyim de kahava mine. The Gemara says, Hava mine heche de yove ihi lididei bekidashtai. Where the habit, what if she'd give him money? Have kedushin kosav rachmone ki yikasa. Says the pasuk says, no, it has to work. One way, he gives her and not she gives him. But without this miyut, I would think she could give him. So Rashi says, what's the hava mine? The kivin dashmeinon the kesef of it issues that money makes issues mali kesef di day mali kesef di da. What's the difference? He gives, she gives. Now, if we learn poshet pshat that the inyan of kesef is a kinyan haisha niknes, so there's a mali, a shena mali. This is. So it seems there's another seide in the kicha of kesef also. Kesef of edishus. There's another seide also how it works. By giving the nesinus of kesef makes issues. without the kinyan de kechelik. Kesav of Adishas. And Mamela in this Seda, Alidida, Malidida. So Mamela, so that's what the Kuntras Abiyura wants to say, that Rashi says here, Ho Megillah, Adiyavla, Betayrus Loshin Kinyan, Oi, Kicha, Kicha is also a good Loshin. With the money I want to be like Keach you, like Kiddushin, but like this, Chalipin is a not good Loshin, and somehow Rashi seems to be saying, I once thought that we could say really a beautiful pshat in the Gemara, according to the Chemda Shloime, that Chalipin works, that she is makna herself for nothing. It's a matone. So we could beautifully understand the Gemara, so it's a gnai. The whole kinya Chalipin is, I'm giving you a present, a suda, of Pachas Mishab Apute. Now, you give yourself to me a matone. For nothing. So it could be, I should give myself to you for nothing. That's a slap in the face. I'm sorry. So we could say that is the gnai. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is toilet since chlipen is koine, bepoches mishove prute, sal koponim. So that creates the gnai, and that for some reason Rashi says, so even though, since there's a gnai bepoches mishava pruta, safilo bishava pruta, there's also a gnai. That's in kinyin chalipin, is a kinyin gnai. Let us see Taisviz. Ve'isha bepoches mishava pruta loy meknai yanavshi. Perish bekunteris. Mishum dignayulo. Hilkach botala teres chalipin. Bekedushin, Rafilu Bekli, Sheyesh Peshava Prute, Yiv La Bateris Chalip. This already is a degrading Kenyan, so even though you'll give me a Shava Prute, but it doesn't, Remak Nenavshin. Bekoshel Rabbeinu Tan. Dim Kain, if you're telling me because it's a Gnai, Poshto Yodo Vikibla, Tiskadish Vepochas Mishava Prute. We're saying she doesn't want. Good, it's a gnai. You come to marry Anisha and you tell her someone, my chlipa, wonderful, it doesn't bother me. She'll say, bepem mole, that I'm not insulted, and so, it should help. If the whole reason does not, because it's a gnai, so you don't have the incentive, the motivation to be mad to yourself because this is an insult. So, but what if she's maskim? So it should work. That's kasha number one. So this, the Rishonim say at Teretz, the Taisus HaRosh and the Meiri say at Teretz, that if all women consider this an insult, so if you have one lady that, she's mevata, so it's botla daita itzel kalodim. We can't use, that means, the Chazal are telling us this is a kinyan that women would not accept to make issues. That's gnayulah, le maknayu nafshe. This is, a kinyan has to motivate the makna to be makna himself. That's the purpose of the maisa kinyan. This kinyan has a boomerang effect. It doesn't, there's no motivation for. So you have one meshugana that she's motivated. It's but the kinyan doesn't work. It's butla daita itzel kaloda. That's how they found farash. Okay. Va'oid, kasha number two. Kim de toli taime mishum de gnai hulo. I see, we're coming now with a new perspective. That, lomdis, that means the Gemara said like this. The Gemara started off with lomdis, that chalipin should really be good, so there is kind of field, and then lunakichiki, and lomdis is gewaltig. But the Gemara, but there's another factor, there's the dasa isha, and because of that, it can't be kind of. Im kein amai loy porich bigmore benosei de rabianai de kopto anafshayu remekachi bepoches mitakava de dinri. Now, there's a gemore later, the gemore beishamai holds, there's a gemore later on daf yudalev. Beishamai holds, you need a dinner. So the Gemara wanted to say, what pshat and be shat? Why need a dinner? So the Gemara wanted to say, Omer Rab Zeirish ken isha makpedes al atzma, vei miskadeshes pepoches mi dinner. A woman is makped, you have to give something, a pruta. Nowadays a pruta is a nickel, with face, so a nickel, she's makped. Can't even buy a bag of potato chips for a nickel. So you give me a nickel, that a dinner is that's already some. Then you can buy something. It's choshev. Ish is makpid. Vay miskadesh is pochas mi dinner. That is the svara of Beis Shammai. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye says, So now you're telling me that the reason a put is not good according to Beis Shammai because makpedes. That means she wants something more choshev. So the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, it seems that Rabbi Yanai seems was a very wealthy person. His daughters, before, if you wouldn't offer them ta'kabe de dinrei, three kabin of dinrei zov, that means three big kalim full of golden coins, they wouldn't look at you. So Mamela, so come out. You're telling me that there's a new factor. You look at people are makpid, they want more, they deserve more. So then it fluctuates a little, so come out. So Ish Nikas Bedina, according to Beis Shammai. But the Yanai's daughters will be, we have now new numbers and new guidelines. The Gemara asked this kasha on Rav Zeira. So Tosis held, so Rashi said the same thing before in Andav Gimel. Oh, Gdayala. So then we have to start going with each woman with her hasogis. The Moshe Rebbe says Kasha and Dav Gimel, not wait till Dav Yadalov to chapel with Beis Shammai. That's the second Kasha. But Kim the Toli Taime Mishim the Gnayula and Kena Mailei Poch Big Moreb Nosi the Rabbiane the Koptam the Shaila Mekachi the Pochas Mitakaba the Dinri. So others dachsach me wanna for emphasis kasha, they say that over there the Gemara is saying that a pruta is mummy. It has a chshivus of mummin. But now you tell me chshivus of mummin is not enough. You need that's not enough. You need more than that. You need more than money. No, more than money, you get, tell me I knew you said you need more than money. So maybe with more than money, then you have to take a census of each woman bazunda. Agamore just said that this is a kinyan that works without chshivis of mammon. I just said one vote. I said that if there's no chshivis of mammon involved, this is a gnai for an isha. So I never mentioned, but if there's money, if the kinyan would need money, Achshivas a moment, then I wouldn't say such a thing. So Mela over here, the Gemara didn't find it wichtig to make cheshbonis. But that's the kasha. Void kasha. Given the salka daita chashte, lemigma kinyone isha me kinyone sade. The Gemara wanted to learn out kinyone isha me kinyone sade. That's how the Gemara is going. So chazak l'nol. Why does Numayas this kasha? Here, so what kinya chazak help? You have to know. That's what the Marit says. Kinya chazak is relative. You have to know. Kinya chazak is what the dover is aimed for. This you make a chazak. For example, a field is aimed, let's say, to grow things. A house is aimed to live in. So the chazaka is you miyape the sode, you put a fence around it, noel, you put a lock, you put a fence, so you're doing something to the sode, that shows a rose by this. There's another chazaka, there's a chazaka of a Nebuchadnezzar is also a nickname of chazaka. So what's the chazaka? So he's doing what he's aimed for, the hoilach, the menolov lebeis hamelchet. That means the he's a servant, he's a slave. So the mele he does a peula that a slave does for me. That's also so he's doing what he's aimed for. some mele. That's also a chazoke in the Eved. You have to tell what's a chazoke in the Naruse. What would the chazoke be? She should cook some eggs from him, make challahs. I mean, what is the chazoke? Could be the whole concept of chazoke by Naruse doesn't help. Think the Marit says this. Aber kapon im dat tsayts vos kash. Ba oy de la kam boy big mor be shtam in olam. Mor sayde, how do we know kinyan shtar? Oh my boy, the gemara is a problem of shtar. Ligmar mi sode, let's learn out from sode. I mean, you have a problem, how to know shtar? We learn out from sode. So bekitzer, Taisvis did not like Rashi's pshat. Lekach nire l'rabbeinu tam. So because of all these kashes, the Garcino. So the Rabbeinu Tam took white out and erased one word from the Gemara. And with this erasure, we have a whole new pshat in the Gemara. The Kachnir Rabbeinu Tam the Garcino. Bepoches mishove prute loy miknaya. Period. Not loy miknaya nafsha. Loy miknaya nafsha was speaking a little personal. She won't be makna herself. And that's how she got it. She won't be my mother, because it's a gnai, it's an insult, it's degrading her. The Rabbeinu Tam said, let's take the word nafsha out. Isha bepoches mishava puta aloy miknai. She can't be nicknamed poches mishava puta. Legoras nafsha. The loy bikpeide tal yemilse. The kpeide doesn't hear is not the criteria. Ella hainu time. Shumdagama kicha kicha mis deyefroin. We learn out kicha kicha mis deyefroin, the chsiv bei kesef. Now, really, the limud is, it says kesef hasod kach mimeni, this is kach by kesef, this is kicha chishisha. The kicha has to be done with kesef, through kesef. So it's like, there kesef hasod kach mimeni, there. Kesef was a factor in the acquiring stay afroin. So here, kesef will be a factor in acquiring the nish. That's the Zerah Shabbat. Or bepoches, mishova pruta le mikri kesef. So memela, if we have a Zerah Shabbat that you need kesef by the acquirance of a nish, so Isha bepoches mishava pruta loy miknaya. You need kesef. Chalipin is isha bepoches mishava pruta, and poches mishava pruta loy miknaya. That's the terence. Now that's not big. That's you need kesef, and chalipin works with poches mishava pruta. So you need kesef. This is. I'm not learning God Isha from Soda. I'm just saying that, just like their kesef helps, their also kesef helps. No, the problem is, what did the Maksha hold? The Maksha held, Shaina Hanami, please, what the Havamin is this? The Maksha Shehiksha Trila Ve'ima Hochinami. So, what was the Kasha? Vishtar Vechazoke Lohiksha. Shtar Vechazoke, he never asked the Kasha. Shtar should help. Chazoke should help. Tapsite! The Leigem Rinin Kichalas is Isha Kechol in Yoneso. That we never said that a woman is like a field. It's a Memele, if a woman is not like a field, so Memele, so you can't say that Kin Yoneso should help by a woman. Elohim Iboilon Lekamon Bishtami Nolam. That's why the Gemara says later Bishtami Nolam. The Leigem Rinin Misode Eloh Lekesev Davke. We just learned now, just like over there, kesef is a factor in acquiring a sode, so here kesef is a factor in acquiring an ishe. The chsiv bekiche. The loy porich me chalipin. So that what the Gemara asks from chalipin. Ela mishum dahave ke'ein kesef dekro. It is similar to kesef dekro, sheyesh behen shove prute. When it has a shove prute, v'hochi perusha. The Gemara asked a kasha, v'ayim ochi nami shetikne isha bechalipin. שיש בו איסי חליפן שווה פרוטה כאין כסף דקרו. בגמור אסתה קש, I understand that a חליפן that works with less than a shava pruta, I would never chalem that it should help Aisha. Aisha need a kinyan that has kesef in the kinyan. You need kesef. Kicha kibbalen a kesef. I'm asking a kasha, but a chalipin that's worth a shava pruta, you need a keili by chalipin. A chalipin, I have here a keili that's worth a shava pruta, this keili should help. Because it's worth a shava pruta. Now, tvei mishtar sheyesh by shava pruta. Now, so Tosis asks, so all of a sudden, the Gemara knew that is a chlipan pachas mishava pruta. That the Gemara didn't chalem. Versteht sich gewoon help Aisha. Aisha need kesef. That's pashat. But the Gemara held a chlipan that has a shava pruta. So all of a sudden, all of hakesef yames hakoyel, there's a shava pruta, boom. Now the chalipin will work. That was the avamin of the Gemara. Hakesef yames hakoyel. So if I take tois v'say b'zoy, so why didn't Gemara ask shtar also? We'll have a shtar. That's a shava pruta. A shtar should work. Later the Gemara much it says, how do you know that shtar is kind? So let's say, tatinach, shava pruta, lamar shava pruta. You don't need that the shtar to be worth a pruta. Now, I'd like to give a shtickel agdome. The Bein Tam is very schwer to understand. But that's number one. Now, number two, let us try a little. Have a mine that shtar sheyesh by shava pruta will help. Why? Because the loch is by shtar, a full shtar kedushin, a smucha from taisves, a full surino will help. It says, kosve al surino is also good. Now let me just say a thought. Chalipin, you'll make a kinyan chalipin with a keli that's also bano, it won't help. That's klal. So now we have here two alochas. One alocha we have that a keli that's also bano does not help. A chalipin. A shtar that's also bano does help. So we see something from this. What do we see from this? We see as follows. Kinyan shtar has nothing to do with monetary value. It's also bano. So what if it's also bano? No problem. Shtar works with the oishis. It's shtar has nothing to do with money, with value, with chshivas. So fine. So if I have a gzeirah shove, kicha kicha misday Ephraim, that kinyan ishes has to do with kesef, with values, so shtar I can never figure out, because shtar is a kinyan, has nothing to do with values. Chalipin is no good when it's also bano. What's that? It's no good when it's also bano, because, so you need value, you need chshivas already. Now, the Gemara held, let's say a bad example, but perhaps from this bad example we'll get to understand, to appreciate the Gemara a little better. The halacha is, akum is nerag am pochas mishava pruta. A goy steals a pochas mishava pruta, he kill him, he's a ganef. Why is he ganef? Because pochas mishava pruta is also, it's also money. It's not so much money, but it's money. He stole money. He's a ganav and will kill him for that. So poches mishava pruta is also money. Now if we see Chalipin needs some money, it can't be also bano. So it works with money. That means the shavius of the keli plays a role in the Maisa Kinyan. I'll have a keli that's also banno. I'll have a keli that doesn't have a shavyas. It won't work. So we see the shavyas of the keli somehow plays a role in the Maisa Kinyan. But grad chalipen, you don't need a shavyas of a pruta. A shavyas of a poches mishav of the zolzel. Fine. But you need shavyas. You need shavyas. Now this is a kinyan that works with shavyas. That I see. Also bano is no good. You need some sort of a shavyas. Now, it's a kinyan that works with shavyas. By isha, I have a gzeira shove, that the kinyan of an isha has to be with a shavyas of a prute. Fine. So there you need a bigger shavyas. Fine. So the Gemara asks, so that's no problem by me. Kinyan Chalipin. Now let's not go into the mechanics of Kinyan Chalipin, how it works, how it's different than Kesef. Let's forget about that. But Kinyan Chalipin also works with Shavis. It's a Kinyan that works with Shavis. So the Gemara held, so this is a Kinyan Me'ein Kinyan Kesef. It is different halachas, but it's Me'ein Kinyan Kesef. It works with Shavyas, and by Isha, if we'll have the proper Shavyas, so we have a new type of Kinyan Kesef. We have a new type of Kinyan Kesef. This Kinyan Chalip and this Kinyan Kesef. And Vashtaisa, by Isha, we need a bigger Shavyas, but this is also a Kinyan Kesef. The Gemara was mechadish that Isha, since Kalipin is bepoches mishal v'prute, Isha loy meknaya. So the Gemara said in the Teretz, as follows, that that is true, that Isarano doesn't help by Kalipin. That's true. But your lundis, that Shavyas is a factor in the Kinyan, and in Mele it's also a type of a Kinyan Kesef, perhaps with different Klolim and different Gedorim, but it's also a Kesef, the Kinyan. No. If Pachas Mishava Pruta helps, so it's a different Kinyan and Gansen. So Shavyas Bechlal doesn't play a role. And I have a Gzeireshova Kicha, Kicham is the Efrain. By Anisha, you need a Kinyan that Shavyas is the factor of the Maisa Kinyan. Now, I just like to say over a Loshen of the Ritve, and we'll see a little bit what we're saying. The Ritva says that the Havamina was that Kinyan Chalipin is a Chuvas HaRashba that says the same Rayin. The Ritva says the Gemara in the Havamina learned that Chalipin is a Tolda of Kesef. It's a Tolda of Kinyan Kesef. It's different. Toldas are different than the Yav. This Kinyan Kesef, and this is a Tolda of Kinyan Kesef. Therefore, since it's a Tolda, so you don't need a Shavaputa, a Pachas Mishavaputa, but it's a Tolda of Kinyan Kesef. It works mechanically, but it's a Tolda. It's also a Kinyan that works with Shavyas. So the Gemara answers him, no, since Apoches Mishavaputa is sufficient, so it doesn't work at all with Shavyas. Zokte Ritve, no, it's a Ov Bifnei Atzmoy. It's not a Toild of Kinyan Kesef. It's a new Ov, it's a new Maisa Kinyan. This is the Shakla V'tayi of the Gemara according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara always knew you need Kinyan Kesef in order to create issues. That's Xer Shava, the Satya Kesav Asod Kach Mimeni. But the Gemara holds there are different oifanim of Kinyan Kesef. There's a Kinyan Kesef that works with this Kesef, and Chalipin is also a type of Kinyan Kesef that is different works on different oifanim, but it's the same frequency.
the same channel, it's also, it's a tilde of kinyan kesef. So Mara says, no, since it's pachas mishavaputa, it's an ob bifnei atzmai.